Good evening and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. Threats of terrorism have been identified in connection with illegal migrants. Representatives of the Interior Ministry, the Anti-Terrorism Center TAC, and the National Security Services briefed the MPs at Tuesday's meeting of Parliament's National Security Committee. The opposition socialist Joët Mulner said after the meeting that information is available on alleged links between some of the migrants who traveled through Hungary and terrorist organizations. But there is no evidence of Hungary being directly threatened. Zsolt Német, deputy leader of ruling Fidesz, said Hungary has managed to defend its borders. He added that the Anti-Terrorism Center, as well as representatives of the National Security Services, are constantly working on the suspected cases. Wars in Syria and Iraq were the main topics at a meeting of the Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee. Behind closed doors, the committee was briefed on the current situation in Iraq and Syria by the Information Office and the Military Security Service. Joët Német, head of the committee, said ending the civil wars is crucial, not just in terms of solving the migrant crisis, but also for global security.
I'm pleased that recently a very important agreement was reached between the US and Russia. This type of military and technical agreement is cause for hope for a coordinated action in the following period.
The Hungarian model is fit to meet both migration-related and economic challenges. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Péter Szijjártó said on Tuesday at a forum organized by AmCham. Péter Szijjártó added that Hungary has also proven that the migration crisis only has a solution if all common European rules are observed and control over protecting the border is regained. Concerning the economic challenges, the minister said that Hungary's partnerships with U.S. firms were very important.
There are 1,750 U.S. companies in Hungary, providing jobs to more than 90,000 Hungarians, and over $9 billion U.S. dollars have been invested in Hungary by U.S. enterprises so far. The Hungarian-U.S. economic trade cooperation has become a success story, contributing greatly to the Hungarian-American political relations, which became more balanced recently.
Hungarian companies can contribute to urban development projects in the United Arab Emirates, said the Hungarian State Secretary for Economic Diplomacy after the conclusion of a two-day trip to Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Levente Magyar said cooperation between the two countries needs to be strengthened. This is mainly possible in agriculture and the areas of water management and environmentally friendly waste management, he said. The State Secretary also met the President of UAE-based Airline Emirates and the Economy Minister.
We agreed on a constant and solid cooperation. For example, there are good opportunities in the agricultural sector, which ensures that the bilateral trading figures will be balanced. Apart from this, Emirates Airline, which also flies to Budapest since last year, confirmed its willingness for cooperation.
There is a growing number of automotive industrial developments in Hungary. An Indian automotive supplier, which mainly manufactures rear-view mirrors, announced the building of a new plant in Kecskemét. Audi, the German automobile manufacturer, recently announced that they would start the production of new engines in Győr. Experts say automotive industry is still the number one driving force of the Hungarian economy.
Around 75,000 rear-view mirrors are made in this plant every week. The vast majority of it is sold abroad. Besides Moson-Magyaróvár, there is also a factory in Mosonszolnok. Both are parts of the Indian-owned SMR Hungary, which signed a strategic agreement with the government on Tuesday. This is the 64th such agreement and a third with an Indian company. The Eastern European and German vice president of the parent corporation said that they are proud to be a strategic partner of the Hungarian government, as this is a clear recognition of the good performance of their two manufacturing plants in Hungary. We recognize this partnership with an investment which will be realized in the next months, which makes the merit both mutual and common. This new factory will be built in Kecskemét. It's not going to make rear-view mirrors, rather bumpers, said Pál Levente Tibor. The 30 billion foreign investment will create 450 new jobs. Production is planned to start in 2017. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade remarked that besides the Western investments, Eastern ones are also very important for Hungary. Today's Eastern capital represents at least the same technological level, the same high tech, and imposes the same requirements that the Western capital. So investments coming from the East come with the latest technology and bring the highest production standards into Hungary, said Péter Szijjártó. The minister also added that therefore such an investment will give new opportunities for small domestic companies to increase their competitiveness and become suppliers to international companies. Just a month ago, Audi built a second logistics hall in Győr for 10 billion forints. The facility serves 450 truckloads daily and created 500 new jobs. Developments did not end with this. The German car manufacturer wants to further invest in Hungary. Hungary and the Hungarian economy can continue to trust in Audi because the Volkswagen Group and especially Audi Hungaria wants to continue their success story in Hungary, said the company's managing director. Analysts believe that the automobile industry has become the driving force of the Hungarian economy. This is confirmed by the latest data. During the first 8 months of this year, production was increased by more than 16% over the same period last year, which means that the automobile industry gives one-third of the manufacturing industry.
The results achieved in the weekend local elections in Ukraine is the success of the entire Hungarian community in Transcarpathia. So the politicians of the Hungarian Cultural Association in Transcarpathia and the Democratic Federation of Hungarians in Ukraine in Budapest. Members of the alliance expect a joint action plan for the representation of the Hungarian community in Ukraine.
The election cooperation of the Hungarian Cultural Association of Transcarpathia and the Hungarian Democratic Federation in Ukraine is considered a huge success in Transcarpathia. On Sunday, 9% of the voters supported the two parties' alliance at the municipal elections. This is twice as much as it was needed to get into the county assembly. We are proud that KMKS was successful at the elections, said this local Hungarian woman. The cooperation was successful not only in areas with large Hungarian communities, but also in villages inhabited mostly by Ukrainians. People hope that if the Hungarian representation is stronger in the local councils, the now difficult living conditions will improve. I feel that these people who are on our lists will do everything they can to strengthen our national identity and the Hungarian community, said this man. After the elections, the president of UMDS said in Budapest, the most important task of the collaboration is to come up with a joint action plan for the representation of the Hungarian community in Ukraine. We should work out an action plan which is partly the preservation of existing institutional achievements and partly the initiation of new ones, which would ensure the Transcarpathian Hungarians to feel themselves comfortable in their homeland, said László Zubanić. The president of KMKS said thanks to Hungary. He believes the collaboration could have hardly become a reality without Hungarian support. It gives the people faith and hope when they know and see that Hungary cares about them and helps them in times when most important matters are at stake. Árpád Potápi, State Secretary for National Policy, said the success of the cooperation is not only the success of the two parties, but of the entire Transcarpathian Hungarian community. For this, practically, we should congratulate and say thanks to the Transcarpathian Hungarians, because in the last 1 or 2 years they held on despite of all the difficulties, and now they proved that this is a strong community, he said. The party alliance expects that the advocacy positions of Transcarpathia Hungarians would strengthen by the good election results.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time, or you can follow Hungary Reports online. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.